Zavin Parakei Mishnah Yud Aleph, wrapping up the Masechta. Baal Keri, a person who has had an emission of seed with no ziva, no other issue, just an ordinary emission. Kimaga Sheretz, he is tame as a rishon, like somebody who touches a sheretz. Uboel Nida, somebody who is intimate with a Nida, he, on the other hand, Kitame Mace, he has the same status as a Tame Mace. He is treated as an Avatuma and is Tame for 7 days. Elosha Chamur Mimenu Boel Nida, with the additional extra stringency for the person who was intimate with a Nida, Shahu Metame Mishkav Moshav Tuma Kala, that he will convey a light level of Tuma to whatever he lies or sits down upon, even if he's not touching it. So if he's sitting on 10 sheets, one on top of the other, then the tumah goes all the way straight down and causes it to become what they're calling tumah kala, meaning a rishon l'tumah, because it says in the Mishnah, l'tame ochlen u'mashkim, to make them a rishon l'tumah, that would be metame in turn, food or drink, to become a sheni l'tumah. In fact, a mace itself, or somebody who has suffered tumas mace, by lying and sitting down, does not convey tumah by lying down on it. The only case that we had so far in the Masechta with something that lying on it causes tumah to be transmitted down is a zav. We specified a zav doing this. But in the case of the Boel Nida, we treat him very, very strictly in this same way. Mishnah Yud Beis, Elu Poslin Es HaTrumah. The following things are going to pasul truma. The background to the Mishnah, which is mentioned in Masechta Shabbos, that the Chachamim came to visit Hananya ben Chisya ben Gurion in an attic, in an upper room, and they took votes about halachos that day, and that was the famous day when Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel. And there were 18 different halachos where the Psak ended up being like Beis Shammai rather than Beis Hillel. And we're going to list several of them. So the following are a Sheni Latuma Midrabanan. So Elu Poslin Es HaTruma. The following would turn Truma into a Shlishi if they touch them, but this is not Midiraisa, this is Midrabanan. Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon. If somebody eats food that is a Rishon Latuma, then the person becomes a Sheni, and if he touches Truma, it will become a Shlishi. So the Torah doesn't say that that's what happens, but this is what the Chachamim were Gezer. So if he eats a Rishon, he becomes a Sheni when it comes to touching Truma. The Ochel Ochel Sheni. If he eats something that's already a Sheni Latuma, which normally that's as far as it goes, only if the Sheni touches the Truma does the Truma become a Shlishi. We say then the food that's a Sheni makes him into a Sheni. And so as a result, he would make Truma Puzzle as well. The worry was that a Kohen might eat Truma while he had Tameh food or liquid in his mouth, and therefore make the Truma Tameh in his own mouth. And therefore, when he swallows the Truma, he's eating Tameh Truma. So we don't want that to happen, so we made the person who's eating Tameh food into a Tameh person, and that way he won't put the Truma in his mouth in the first place, because he's not allowed to touch it. Behashosa Mashkim Temeim. Also, somebody who drinks Tamei Mashkim, the same thing. We don't want him to put Truma in his mouth at the same time, make it Tamei, and then swallow it. So we say that he can't touch Truma, he's a Sheni. V'habor Rosh Ruba B'mayim She'uvim. Somebody who went to a mikvah and is totally tahar, and then immerses his head and most of his body in mayim she'uvim, in drawn water. The drawn water shouldn't make him tamei by its own nature, but nevertheless, the chachamim were gozer that he will now become tamei. V'tahar she'naflu al roshav al rubo sholshalugim mayim she'uvim. Or a tahar person who didn't immerse himself in water, but on his head and most of his body fell 3 lugim of mayim she'uvim. So the Rabbanon made him tamei in this case, in the sense that they would make truma puzzle if they touched it. Because people would go down to a cave and go to the mikvah in water that was putrid or awful. And then that was the mikvah. It might have been, you know, very stagnant water, but at least it's a kosher mikvah. But then they would rinse themselves off afterwards to shower off the mikvah water. So people came to believe that it was the cave that made them, I'm sorry, that it was the drawn water, the Mayim She'uvim, that made it in Tahar, and not the mikvah. While the Rabbanon were decreeing all of these situations to be a Sheni Lutumah, they also said that the Sefer, a Sefer Torah, a Torah scroll itself becomes a Sheni Lutumah. In the old days, people thought a Sefer Torah is Kodesh and Truma is Kodesh, I'm going to store them together and put them together in the closet. But when mice came looking for the Truma to eat, they ended up nibbling away at the Sefer Torah as well. So to prevent that, they made the Sefer Torah into a Sheni Midrabanan so nobody would store food with it, and that way the Truma would not become pusel. The Hayodayim, they were gozer on hands, which are always busy and might inadvertently touch something tame to automatically be a Sheni L'Tumah, so that nobody would touch Truma without washing his hands. Utevul Yom, actually in the case of a Tvul Yom, that's somebody who was tame and went to the mikvah, but has to wait for Harav Shemesh, has to wait for sunset before he is completely tahar. But that is actually not Midrabanan, that's Min HaTorah. It says that when the sun goes down, then he'll be tahar, and then he's allowed to eat from Kodshim. So since he is waiting for Harav Shemesh, we say that even though he went to the mikvah already, he's tamei to eat truma until the sun goes down. Ve'ochlim, and food, ve'hakelim, or kelim, shenitmu b'mashkim, that were rendered tamei by liquids. Food that becomes made tamei by liquid, even if the liquid itself only became tame by having contact with the Sheni L'Tuma hands that hadn't been washed. So we say that as a precautionary measure, we are going to make sure that these foods are also going to be considered tame and not a shlishi. Because if it's truma, it can become a shlishi. Regular food can't become a shlishi. But in this case, they were geyser that it could make tame a truma into tuma. Because we were worried about any liquid that became tame by a sheretz. The liquids made tame by a sheretz are a rishon l'tuma midioraisa. So those liquids which become a rishon would then cause sheni status, and then you would have to worry about truma as well. So what they said was that any liquid that's tamei, just in case you will mix up the halacha when it comes to sheretz, any liquid that's tamei, even if it was by unwashed hands, which themselves are only a sheni, the liquids become a rishon. Any food that is made tamei by these liquids is a sheni, which will then render truma unfit as a shlishi. Kalim that were made a sheni by a rishon that was an impure liquid, they also are treated as being made tame. Because liquids as a rishon l'tuma do not affect kalim. So the fact that we made the kalim tame as a sheni was a precautionary measure in this case because of the saliva of a zav or the liquid, the urine that comes out of a zav, because those are the avos atuma, and those would make kalim tame. So the problem is, whatever liquid touches the kalim, we want to make sure they don't come to accidentally make rok hazav less than it really is. It's really an av. And if we treat liquids only as a rishon that turns something into a sheni, well, or that wouldn't even turn something into a sheni, that we would worry that people might make that mistake with a different keli. So what we said then is the liquid is automatically a rishon. The keli that it touches becomes a sheni to make truma pasul. And that way we will never come to rok hazav causing such a situation to extend. Hadron Allah Masechta Zavim, and now on to Masechta Tevul Yom, which we discussed in this last Mishnah.